You are working hard to change your life. You are constantly working towards creating a certain kind of life for yourself. You're applying various techniques, you're reading different books, and you're even following certain principles of law of attraction and manifestation. But still, at the fundamental level, you know that something is missing. You know that life is about something more. And if I figure out that piece, which is fundamental, maybe everything can shift in my life. Maybe I can begin to live my true potential of an ideal life of fulfillment and holistic abundance in all areas of my life, in health, wealth, relationships, and inner peace. There is such a fundamental element which is literally controlling your life. This is your swabhava, your core nature, your identity. And your identity is the reason why you are the way you are. Now, we have been working with hundreds of members in the Advaita Conscious Society. These are professionals, entrepreneurs, and seekers from different walks of life. And not only this, in my own life, as I say, I went through the four stages of self-improvement. That is unconscious living, unconscious creation, conscious living, and conscious creation. All of us go through this journey. Unconscious living is where most of society is, where we are unconscious of the deeper truths of reality. We simply live the same way, with the same swabhava, with the same identity throughout our life, and we do not see much changes throughout our life. Most people, that is why they do not find true fulfillment in life. Our mind has a tendency to push this away from us. It has a tendency to create a gap between our true fulfillment and where we are currently. This is a very common pattern, and everything comes down to our swabhava, our core nature. If we simply figure this out, if we understand what swabhava is and what our swarupa is, the infinity that is beyond swabhava, and how our swarupa, swabhava, and swadharma, which is the purpose, are connected, and how we can work on our swabhava to shift it in a different direction, we can literally change our life. We can go from unconscious living to conscious creation. Let me take you through this journey in this video. Watch this video till the end to understand how you can change your life by changing your swabhava. Now, the first stage is unconscious living, and the second stage is unconscious creation. This is where some people get exposed to the teachings of law of attraction and manifestation and personal development, and they begin to apply these principles. And of course, there are some people who find results, but yet these teachings are very limited in their nature. They do not talk about the deeper truths of Brahma, Karma, Dharma. So they are missing a lot of pieces. That is why even people who successfully manifest a certain amount of money or a certain profession or a certain relationship are not truly fulfilled, are not permanently fulfilled. They are simply seeking temporary gratification. They're not aligning with their true purpose. But then if we climb up the ladder, the third stage is conscious living. This is where we discover the wisdom of Vedanta, understand the oneness in all and the infinitude of self, and begin to live in alignment with this truth. But then comes conscious creation, which is a profound framework through which we can begin to align our swarupa, our swabhava, and our swadharma, and live in alignment to the truth. And through this, we can begin to change our life completely and take our life to a whole new direction. Conscious creation is creating our life from a place of consciousness. Most of the people around the world are creating from the place of unconsciousness. Now, what exactly is swabhava? A swabhava is like an unconscious programming. It is your identity. Let's say you are playing a role in a drama and the drama is going on. In that landscape, in that drama, your character, the character that you are playing, is your swabhava, is your identity. Whatever you do in that play, in that drama, it should be in alignment with that identity, right? You can never go beyond your identity or that character. That character persona has to be maintained. Now, that is what this identity is. Right now, whatever your name is and whatever things that you identify with that name, that is your core identity. That is your core swabhava. But as Vedanta says, we are not our swabhava. Our swarupa or our inner nature is consciousness. It is infinite. It has no boundaries to it. And this is not just infinite. It is Ananda Swarupa. It is the form of pure bliss. So the ocean of fulfillment and the infinite potential that we are looking for is within us. And it is beyond our swabhava. But then yet, our swabhava has a great role to play in all this, in conscious creation. Let us explore that now. Let us explore how swabhava is creating a certain kind of life for us in terms of health, wealth, relationships and inner peace, and how we can work on our swabhava and change our reality to live our full potential. Now, let's say in the drama that you're playing, in the play in which you're a part of, you're completely immersed in the character. You're completely identified with that character and you're almost living that character. At that point in time, it is very difficult for you to move out of the character because you have become that. You are that character. So you cannot change what you are. If you think you are something, it is very difficult to change. If you work with this frame, you only transform incrementally. And this is not what we need. We need quantum leaps in our life. To do that, we must first disidentify ourselves from our current character. Now, what if in this example, if you as the character who is playing that drama recognizes the fact that in reality, you are not that character. You were simply involved with it and you had identified yourself with that character. So you were experiencing reality from that perspective and from that paradigm. So through this understanding that you are not the character, you can consciously begin to disidentify with that character, isn't it? You can consciously begin to create a gap between who you truly are and that character within the play. Now, once that gap is created and once that recognition comes that we are not the character, then we are free to design a new character however we wish and move towards it and become that instead. This is a conscious choice, not an unconscious choice. And hence, this is conscious creation. But even to do this, we need to have clarity on many things, which of course is not the scope of this video, but primarily, we must understand here that we must first create a small gap between who we are and the character that we are playing. From the Vedantic perspective, we are pure awareness. We are not the body. We are not the mind. We are infinite in nature. We are simply playing this character in the game of life, in the drama of life. What has happened is we have become this swabhava. We have identified with this core nature or swabhava. That is why it is difficult to change. Even with personal development tools, we only change incrementally, right? We are not able to make profound shifts. So the first thing is for us to understand that our swarupa, our true nature is infinite. We can literally be whoever we wish to be, but our swabhava is finite. It is an identification. So we need to disidentify from the current identity, create a gap between our awareness and our identity, then design a new identity, a new swabhava, which is compatible with living our ideal life, and consciously move towards that and make that a part of our life, make that our new identity. With this, we can begin to experience a new life. Our identity or our swabhava creates something called as bhava, that is the state of being. And our bhava in turn creates our reality in terms of health, wealth, relationships and inner peace. Our bhava or state of being is literally controlling our life. It is literally creating our life. It is said, yad bhavam tad bhavati. However your state of being is, such a life you live. So this is a very profound concept. And of course, what I'm giving you right now here is a overview of this. And understanding this is the first step. Understanding our Swarupa as the infinite consciousness, our Swabhava as our current identity, and our Swadharma as our purpose, and aligning our purpose with our identity through the understanding of our infinite nature, we will be able to live our ideal life. Why most of the law of attraction teachings and principles do not work is because they are trying to solve the problem and address the issue from a surface level. They are trying to address thoughts, emotions, or even belief systems. But beneath all that, beyond all that, is our Swabhava, our core nature. That is what needs to be worked on. Shri Krishna says in Gita, no matter what people learn, ultimately they do things based on their own Swabhava. So, learning itself, information itself, will not lead to transformation. Information must become conviction, and then we must systematically follow processes through which we can achieve transformation. And this process is conscious creation.